This is KQEN Local Talk at 4. Each weekday, News Radio 1240 KQEN brings you local information at 4 o'clock. Now, your Q, presented by Premier Insurance Group. Here is Shannon Sebastian with your Q on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Your Q, where our goal is to celebrate, uplift, and educate about all the cool things going on in Douglas County. And we definitely have that this week. So,
oh, I'm excited.
Yeah, as you can just hear.
I'm excited, too.
My cohort in action. Alan Painter is in the studio, and joining us is part of the crew from Ride for 22. So we have Steve Exing in here, who is the founder.
One of the founders. The other two are
one
right
of the
here.
Founders.
And yeah, there's three of us.
Oh, that mic is not very loud, actually.
That mic's
not,
well,
oh, that's way better.
Is that better?
That's better.
I'll get super close to it.
There we go. We got
yeah,
you.
Yeah, buddy.
You got good stuff to say. We want to make sure we're hearing it. Okay, and Linda, which is Steve's mom, and she is taking over Oregon. That's what I'm going to call it. You're helping.
I'm helping.
She's helping. Making it happen for sure.
You're doing a great job.
If you want it done right, bring a woman.
That's right.
Right?
That's why we have two of them.
Yes.
There's only two guys.
Yes. And then we have Doug. And Doug, your wife's name?
Debbie.
Debbie. You know, I knew I was going to mess that up and call you Kathy, so that's why I asked.
She looks like a Kathy, huh?
You kind of do.
She's going to beat me
You're
up.
Beautiful. You're beautiful. You're beautiful, Debbie or Kathy.
Don't say so. Karen, though, because she gets really mad.
Oh, yeah. I would not have ever said that. Because you don't look like one. Anyway, so welcome. And I know, you know, three of you have traveled clear from Idaho. So thank you for your travel. Is it
thank
Idaho?
Right? Yeah, Boise area. Yeah.
So thank you for your efforts, even driving out here to be here for this and be on the show with us today. So we really are appreciative of that. So, Steve, I'm going to ask you to kick us off. And, Doug, if you want to jump in here and tell us about Ride for 22 and how it got started. Let's give a little backstory to this organization.
So Ride for 22, we started in 2016. So I'm actually from Oregon. They're from Boise area. My mom's from Oregon. December 28, 2015, Brandon Meacham took his life.
A dear friend.
He's a good friend. I'm a little bit older than he is. So he joined the Marine Corps in 01, and I got out of the Marine Corps in 02. And I grew up with his family. His cousin was my really good friend. So he was one of the ones that followed us around and stuff. His dad served in the Marine Corps. So he has a Marine Corps family. And so when he took his life, it kind of hit me differently. Mm-hmm. We always knew about suicide when it comes to the veteran family and a Doug serving the Air Force for about 150 years. and I've known these guys probably... I think this is 9 or 10 years that we've known each other. We were part of a different charity organization before, and that's how we met. And, you know, when he took his life, it hit me. I was like, I was coming back from work, and I was sitting there like, this can't be true. Like, it's Brandon. You know, I mean, he's the alpha male. He's Brandon. And so came to his funeral. I was like, I want to do something. I got to do something. And something that's helped me since for about 10 years is riding motorcycles. And so I wanted to start a ride. And so I started up, I reached out to Doug because he's been riding again for about 100 years. And so I went to a museum and they had this old bike Doug used to ride. So and so I reached out to him and I was like, hey, I want to put this ride together. Can you help me? And of course he jumped on board because he rides. He's a veteran, served in the Air Force for a long time, and even though it's the Air Force. And Debbie reached out to her. I don't like money. I don't want to handle money. I don't want to deal with any money. Mm-hmm. I reached out to her, and I said, Debbie, will you take care of all the funds? And we weren't an organization at the time. I said, I want to give all the money to the veterans' home so we can help some of these old-school veterans that are, you know, some stuff they need. And so we raised, at our event, we had roughly 287 riders show up at our first ride.
Wow.
And the community was like, they were at awe how three people put this together. There's only three of us.
Yeah.
And I really didn't do much. It was really all Debbie, to be truthful, when it came
Go
to
Debbie.
The event. She's the one that made the event less stressful for everybody. I'm just a pretty face. I keep and so.
Well, I'm not sure about that, but
and so, event was successful. They reached out to us and said, we want to do it again. And me putting this on, I was like, this is taxing.
Right.
You know, when you have a, you know, when you're dealing with suicide, especially someone part of your brotherhood, your family, it's heart-wrenching.
Mm-hmm.
And so I sat down with Doug and Deb, and I was like, hey, do you guys want to go and make this a nonprofit? And first thing Debbie said to me was, we don't have any money because we gave it all away. And it costs money to run a foundation,
mm-hmm.
to get our 501c3, to get our name trademarked. It costs money for that. So we were able to put some events together, raise enough funds to be able to create our foundation. We've been established since, I believe, October of 2016 as a federally recognized nonprofit. And we put our official ride on in 2017. I think that's the same year Roseburg happened. Was 17, they started with a 5K. And this is, and my mom started the chapter here. And her name is Linda, because I don't call her mom.
Yeah.
We had to make sure we separate family mm-hmm. from the organization. So she mm-hmm. calls me Steve, and I call her Linda. And that's how.
I'll call her mom.
You can call her mom. And so sometimes you have to, even though it's a nonprofit, one of the things that I'm proud to say, we've been 7 years, we have zero paid staff. And it's something right. that I'm proud to say, because I see a lot of organizations out there that have a lot of paid staff where their funds go to pay people. Luckily, we are blessed that it's not about the money for us. Yes, we need money to run and give out to help people, but we don't.
It's a passion project.
It is.
Well, it is phenomenal to see the kind of growth, and, you know, it's kind of what we touched on last week, is you can also see when the Lord's hand is on something. Here we have three people that had an idea, and the Lord put his hand on it, and he blessed it, and to see that grow, and what I saw last year when I participated, it was just phenomenal. I mean, it was so empowering, and what your organization did for me, even a non-military guy, the emotional part of it. It was just amazing to see what you guys have accomplished in such short time.
It's a, and I will, one thing I'll never do is, me personally, is never take credit. I think it's not about us. It's, one, we had the foundation we were, it's out without Debbie. She yells at me all the time, but I, without her, I don't think we'd be where we're at right now. She basically, I'm always on a different path in my head, and sometimes she puts me back in, and you know, and we might not talk for a couple months because I might have done something to piss her off, but we're a family, and we just want to give back to the veteran community as much as we can.
And you have done that. And I know Linda said the other day at the meeting, it was, you know, we just want to make a difference, and we're not going to settle until the number is zero. And, you know, that's such a powerful thing to say, and such a admirable goal, and I pray the Lord every day that you reach that, you know. Well, I mean, I think we all do.
Absolutely. You know, and I want to get back the number, because we haven't talked about that, and explain what the number is, because that absolutely took my breath away when I learned what the name meant. So could you share about,
so I'm going to backtrack a little bit. I know we got a little bit of time. If I go over, I apologize. We have to give a huge shout out and thank you to the organization 22 Too Many. Without them, we wouldn't be where we're at right now. They mm-hmm. are the original, you know, they've been around since 2014. And that number in 14, on it was 22 veterans take their life each day. So just imagine, it's the number one, excuse me, I'll refresh. It's the number two cause of death for veterans. Number one is obviously heart disease. As of, I believe it was 2018, the average is 20 plus one active service member. So that's 365 active service members on an average take their life each year. It is the number one cause of death for active service members is suicide. So it's above combat. So since 2001, do the math.
Yeah.
I'm not a math major. I'm a communication major. So that's why I took communication, not math.
Oh, is that why you're so shy?
It's a horrible It's a horrible number. It's unthinkable. It's unacceptable.
That's 22 today. That's 22 tomorrow. When we're around a Christmas tree in December, there's probably at that time more than 22, but on average 22 every single day.
And from April to May is the highest suicide rate in general. That's where the highest number for civilians, for everybody, and especially veterans. I don't know if it has to do with the transition from the weather to the springtime and stuff, but that's the, they call it, that's the deadliest time of year for people. Wow. is that from April. And that's why our event in Idaho is in April. Mm-hmm. It's right in the middle, right. From because March to May is the deadliest part of time for mental health.
Mm-hmm. And that's kind of contrary to what we would think. You know, you think holidays, yep, and the blues. And you know, when we're out there celebrating this gorgeous weather we're having, there's one of our heroes that are absolutely sitting in the dark like what we do in the winter, and they never leave the winter.
And that's what happens. And something that we, and I always say we because there's not an I, right, in this mission. It's always,
right,
we.
Right.
We have done so much research and looking into this is – the worst thing you can do for a healthy mind is isolation. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people think, I just got to isolate myself away from people so I can fight my own demons, right? Well, that's polar opposite of what you need to do. Is if you have some stuff going on inside, the best thing you can do for your healthy mind is get outside.
Right.
Get away from the darkness, because that's something that it's the hardest thing to realize. But if you're going through hell, keep going.
Yeah, keep going.
Because a lot of people are going through this, and I use that is because they feel like they're going through hell. They feel like they're in the darkness in the tunnel. They can't get out. Yep. Well, guess what? Keep going.
Yeah.
You can't go backwards. You keep on moving forward. There's going to be light at the end of the tunnel.
Somewhere.
But it's
– and reach out.
It might not be tomorrow. It might not be 2 or 3 months from now. It might be – it might take longer than you think. But I'll tell you right now, if you're willing to fight your internal demons – my thing is the best thing to do is just be friends with it, because fighting against it is probably the worst thing you can do. You got to befriend your internal demons, and that's what will help you get through this path you're in. You can get through it. If you can't do it by yourself, man, just reach your little daggone hand out there. Somebody will grab it.
Well, I know last year when you were on, you talked about your own personal time when you struggle, and that's when you got on the bike and rode.
Yeah.
It's, and that's where you found healing.
Wind therapy.
Yeah. I like that.
These two ride more than I do. So, but this, you know, Debbie rode across America last year. When we were here last year, she, mm-hmm, was out doing what she can for this organization. And that's about 1% of riders. I'd probably say less than that has done what she's done. I've never done it.
Yeah.
And she's super young. Just joking. Is
we need a cape. Debbie needs a cape. She's, yep, super
woman.
We need a cape.
You know, she rode across America and to help bring more awareness to this epidemic we're in right now.
Spreading the gospel.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and God bless you for it and everything else you do and putting up with these two. I mean, these two are giving it back to each other all the time. So when we come back, I know you guys have an action-packed weekend. So I want to talk about what's going to be happening all this weekend and all the different events that the community can join in on and how we can help support Ride for 22. So we'll be back in just a moment with,
perfect,
more Q here on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
All right. Welcome back. And this is us here at your Q.
Awesome
Sebastian,
day.
Alan Painter in the house.
Oh, I'm excited.
My cell phone. All right. I'm going to plug my headset there for a second. And in here we have the crew from Ride for 22 who is doing amazing things this weekend. So we have Linda, Steve, Doug, and Debbie. Not Karen.
No, don't call that.
Not Karen.
I'm going to remember that the rest of my life now. And so we have amazing things happening this weekend. So Linda, I'm coming to you, putting you on the spot here, girl. Tell us what's happening tomorrow, because this is tomorrow, people.
Yeah, tomorrow we have our kickoff party at Backside Brewery. It's going to be a fun time. We're going to have a live band by Velvet Whiskey. Live auction. We're going to have a raffle. So come out and join us at Backside. You can also pre-register for the motorcycle ride and the 5K on Saturday. And then Saturday, it'd be at Stewart Park. And we'll have... Steve's going to be our special speaker. And we'll have the national anthem sung. And we'll have colors to kick off. The 5K at 10. And the motorcycle ride will stand up at 11.
And what time, what time does it start tomorrow at Backside?
Oh, it's 6 o'clock.
6 o'clock.
Yes.
And so everybody needs to come because they have fabulous food. I love their food.
Yeah, Backside's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. And they're just great people. So come and eat.
We got to humble
them. Have a great
time. You got to humble people.
I'm not really good at that. I'm kind of like the woot woot, look at you kind of gal.
Yeah, no doubt.
Well, I need pom poms. Go, team.
Yeah.
And how was the event last year? I knew, you know, being there, I heard we did well. Was it?
Yeah, we did. We did really well last year. Yes, we did.
Well, I'm going to have a goal. I want to beat what we did last year.
I think so.
Oh, I think we will. Like I said, the community has been so awesome. We've got a lot of donations for our live auction. I mean,
yes,
they have just really done awesome, the community. I also want to, you know, say thank you to our sponsors like Uncall Survivor, amazing people out there. Mercy Medical Center has been with us from the beginning. North River, I want to shout out, of course, to Backside Brewery. They've been with us from the beginning. Too Shy, Winchester Pub, Narrows Tavern. There's so many. I could probably be here for like an hour.
Yeah,
you
it's
know,
a good, it's a good healthy list.
I tell you, yeah, and that's kind of a weekly occurrence here.
Yeah,
we kind of see the unsung heroes of our community.
Yeah,
it's so awesome to hear their names once again.
Yep,
it's like, pretty awesome. This is for being, you know, what is it, 35,000 people in Roseburg, roughly?
25.
Okay, roughly. The community is just it's huge. Yep. I mean, it's what they're doing. Especially, she didn't put it on there, but the police department here in Roseburg as well. They are going to escort us all the way out to Glide. So it's really cool. So if you're in the area, it's very nostalgic. It's very powerful seeing a few hundred motorcycles together for one cause, and that's ride for these veterans that have taken their life. Because they say you die twice. You die when you take your last breath, and you die when someone says your name for the last time. Mm-hmm. And so...
Yep. Yeah, to be able to be a part of that, you know, how special is that? I was just absolutely touched and overwhelmed last year. I had no idea what I was walking into that Friday night. And... It was quite an experience, emotional, and just seeing it was awesome.
It's 7 years we've been doing this, and one thing that our biggest thing is it's not about a number. A lot of these organizations we see, and we've seen it, they focus on, I'm going to bring the 22 to 10, bring the 22 to 15, or 20 to 12. It's really not about that. It's one. If you can make an impact in one person's life, there's a ripple effect,
right?
If I can change, you know, if we can change one person, then that it's mission accomplished. And so that's what our major focus is let's focus on one. Because there's no way to tell, okay, you know, Steve, Doug and Deb, Linda, how many people you think you've said, I don't know. It's not what we're about.
Yep. Well, you know, it's funny because we talked about that last week.
We did,
you know, it's like, you go through life and you think you're not having an impact, or maybe not feeling as having a large impact. One day we're going to get to heaven, and one day we're going to see all the souls we touched. And you may not be the one that ultimately, you know, saved the person's life. You may have been one just to introduce them to the person that did. And I tell you what, your organization's going to have a heck of a homecoming when you guys get to Pearly Gates. And it's going to be a blessing. It's been a blessing seeing it already. But to see the lives that you touched up in heaven is going to be quite a homecoming.
Mm-hmm. It's about one.
Yeah.
And each Linda, one reach one.
Yeah. Linda mentioned that you would be talking and speaking Saturday.
I guess they're forcing me now.
Yeah.
The guest speaker is not returning, so I guess I have to get up there.
But I want to tell people, you know, from having you on the show last year and we had a full hour, the stories that you can share, the things when you talk about it, and I know on the radio it's a little bit different, but when you can really just speak to people, you know, uninterrupted and not on this little time limit here, you are such a powerful speaker, and I dare people to show up and stay with a dry eye, y'all. I'll be there, and if you have a dry eye, I'm going to come up and ask you what the heck's wrong with you, because you just can't when this guy talks. It's so powerful, and what you've done in so many different ways, and all of you, you know, Doug and Debbie and Linda and Ryan, everybody that's involved, you are making a difference, and I can tell you that because I've already seen it, and being in Friday's meeting, you guys are making a difference, and it's just really powerful, and I dare somebody to come and have a dry eye when you talk on Saturday.
That's one thing is I wing it, and people say, how do I do it? I don't know. I can't write stuff down. I just try to be as real and authentic as I can.
Absolutely.
And so I'm just going to be short and sweet.
That's kind of how we do the show here. And actually just last weekend, somebody said, I love it. It's like you guys are sitting around in a living room just having an authentic, genuine conversation. And it's like, that's what we want.
Yep.
And that's how we want our guests to feel. Like they're just shooting the breeze.
Well, you know, the Holy Spirit leads us where we need to go. And we just, family.
Yeah. Well, last year was a blast at Backside. So and Velvet Whiskey, when she sang the national anthem, holy Moses, I had hair on my arm stand up. Like, she can sing that. So you're missing out if you don't come down, and you guys have so many goodies. Debbie and I are already bantering back and forth on who's getting one of these holy grail chosen prizes that I'm not even going to tell you about because I'm selfishly not going to let you know.
I'm telling you right now, there's some that I went there and I was just like, damn.
It's
Black
awesome.
Rifle Coffee stood up. I mean, they sent a whole bunch of stuff. There's big corporations that are recognizing the impact that we're making, and they want to jump on this little bandwagon. And
absolutely,
to me, I take everybody.
Yep.
Because it's not about anybody we can get on this little bandwagon we're on right now. Jump on, because let me tell you, we're full steam ahead. We're not stopping.
Well, the gun. You guys all got to get down there and see the gun that.
Yeah, there's that too.
Survival.
It's beautiful. It's red.
It is way cool.
I know I say that every time, but I really like the red.
Yeah, Red Friday.
Yes, and the T-shirts for the run this year are red. So, hey, there's the thing going.
Yeah, they're pretty awesome.
Yes, they are.
Yeah, but also I want to bring to everybody's attention, I couldn't do this, of course, without Rebecca Anderson and Laura White. Mm-hmm. They're on the board with me. And, of course, my volunteers. They're amazing. These people give up their time, you know, away from their families, to help me put this on, because it takes a lot of time to put on these big events.
Absolutely.
And gather up all this stuff. And so I want to, you know, thank them for their time and their effort to help me put this event on. They have a passion just like I do. You know, they don't want these men and women to ever be forgotten. So they give up a lot of their time, a lot of their family time, you know, to put this event on with me. So I want the community to know that it takes a lot of volunteers to put this event on. So.
And you can tell they're gladly doing it too, though, because everybody was out there. What can we do, and how can we help, and what can I offer to the, you know, to the, you know, organization, and everybody has something to offer. So come out Friday night to Backside Brewery, because then if you can't remember everything that's happening all weekend, there'll be the pre-registrations, there'll be the
weather's going to be beautiful.
Yeah. Silent auctions, great food, live auction. It's going to be crazy.
Well, and that's the thing, you know, we've talked a lot about the emotion of it, and that, you know, because that really was the most impactful. But we're having a lot of fun, too. It was a blast.
It was a blast. It was hot, but it was a blast.
Good time. And so if you want to, you know, see your dollars go forward into something good, you know, it's hear some fantastic stories and just join with your neighbors and have a good time. This is it. You cannot miss this tomorrow night. You've got to be there.
It will be fun. Oh. And I know all of us will be in our Ride for 22 t-shirts, so come up and ask somebody that's in one of the shirts.
Ask Doug. He likes to trick you. So.
Yeah.
Go
so
see
Doug,
the handsome bald guy. Well, that's not me. Doug's like almost bald, but if you want to get tricked, that's the guy right here. He's funny.
He is a great Vanna White. I'm going to tell you that. Doug, he works those auction prizes through the crowd.
100%.
He's the best Vanna ever.
Well, and there's no more fun than getting in a bidding war with Shannon. So you got to get there, see what she's bidding on, and get into a bidding war with her. Let's get some money raised.
Heck yeah.
She gets locked on something. She doesn't
bring it
say
on,
no.
Carlos. It was Carlos and I last year.
If we got a couple seconds, we're excited to bring back the 5K.
Yes.
Last time we had a 5K was 2019.
Yes.
And so to be able to bring that back, you know, obviously 2020, we all had to, you know, cancel events there. 21 was a heartache, even though we're still able to put some events on. But I think they still did the ride in 21. We're bringing the 5K back.
Right.
So if you'd like to walk, run, whatever. You know, you're going to run or walk for someone that's no longer here. So you're going to keep their memory alive. And that's the biggest thing is we're going to have photos out there of all the veterans that we have honored. And so, like, we got Marcus right here, which I believe, don't quote me, but I think is famous from Kansas, I think. Or Missouri.
Kansas City, Missouri.
Oh, Kansas City, Missouri.
Yeah. And so.
Check that out.
And that's what we do is we have these photos of veterans that are no longer here. And you're going to ride or run or walk. You're going to have a photo, and you're going to keep that photo. And so you take that photo with you wherever you go. If you do other 5Ks or whatever, you can have that photo, and so that person won't be forgotten.
And that is super cool. So I had to stand up and take a look, you know, wearing the gentleman's picture, his service picture, on a lanyard, and that's just super powerful. So, well, thank you guys for coming in today and filling everybody in. We will see you out there tomorrow night. Come on, Douglas County, show up for Ride for 22 tomorrow night at Backside Brewery, 6 o'clock.
Thanks for having us here.
We'll be back in just a moment with Umpqua Survival's local business buzz. Just a moment.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Okay, it wouldn't be a normal show if I'm not just a tiny bit late back because I chat too much. But
oh, I'm way late.
Welcome to the party.
Yeah. It's like, oh, by the way, there's a radio show going on.
Yes, yes. Well, the Ride for 22 people are just so fun and awesome. And so we just chat, and then that happens. But now it's time for Umpqua Survival's local business buzz. And this is really special to my heart because we have Blueprint Meats on. And I've known Bob J. since probably I was 6 years old. And we won't say how old we are, okay? Deal? And Sherry Cornfed. So welcome you two. How are you?
Thank you. Very good.
We're good.
So
Where's the beef?
Yeah, where's the beef?
Well, we've got some.
So I actually just gave your number out the other day because somebody called and asked if we had any cows. We only have 2 this year. So I'm like, two doesn't go very far. So I'm like, but do I know somebody that has some? So how did the company start?
Well, the company started way, way before the company started.
Okay.
That's Bob's story.
All right, Bob. Fill us in.
I have no story.
You've got plenty of stories.
I've been around ranching and cattle since I was a young, young guy. And Christian Brothers Rodeo Company was probably the first start, Buck and Hay. And then I went from there to buying our cattle. Me and Tiger Tennant did a Longhorn deal where we supplied the rodeos with roping cattle. And then later on, I got it with Kennerly Ranches, just all just growing up around different people. And Tom Finley, I used to travel with to the sale yards and and taking when he was got older in life, and we were building the bowling center. So I've just been around it for a long time. And then I got wrapped up into a ranch, the P3 Ranch in Antelope, Oregon, and doing feeders and selling the Painted Hills beef and Norton Cattle Company. And so I kind of thought out of the box. And Sherry come along with her great marketing skills, and here we are.
Well, I can attest. He's always been around cattle. He's always had that green stuff all over him, and it's like you could smell him coming, you know.
And one year he was Bull Buyer of the Year in Madras. Yeah.
So, which is so funny because I feel like, you know, as I said, we've known each other since we were little and feel really close. And when you said that to me, I'm like, I didn't even know that. Like, yep. How did I not know that? Yep. I feel like I've been in his life forever, and I'm like, I learned something new. So that's kind of super cool.
Yeah.
But I love your logo. So who's taking claim for that?
Sherry.
Me.
Sherry. I love it.
So describe it.
I think it's great.
For everybody out there, what's it look like?
It's awesome.
It's basically a black cow and Angus beef with, and it's got, it divided up with different parts of the beef on it.
The blueprint
of
the beef.
It's the blueprint of the beef.
Yeah. Yep. It's super cool.
Well, I'll tell you what, and I'm going to be I am a customer. I've had it. And I want to tell you what, it is fantastic. So if nobody's ever had it, I encourage you to try it.
If they go, now Ride for 22 was just here.
Yes.
If they go to the Ride for 22 event tomorrow night, they can even bid on a quarter beef from Blueprint Meats at Ride for 22.
Well, we might know a guy who bought that last year.
Guess who won that one last year?
Yeah.
That's where I actually partook.
Yes.
Well, and I tell you what, that's one other thing I want to point out, because like we talk about every week, the hometown heroes.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you're hearing their business name again, but you hear it a lot. You know, when there's a money, you know, fundraiser, mm-hmm. or there's an event or something, this is an organization that you hear supporting our community. And I know both these guys. I've known them for a long time, and you know, and they probably got a lot of stories I wish they won't repeat. But you know, they are the heart and soul of this county. They're the, you know, they've got a business. They're in business to make money, but they're always reaching out and helping those. And that's why I was really excited when Shannon told me they were going to join us today, because, I mean, great product, great people, and they're helping your kids. So get out and support them.
Absolutely. And again, you were generous at the OHA banquet and very grateful for that. But it was funny with Ride for 22 being on before you, and that's where Ellen bought bought the prize last year was your donation.
And it might be a little higher now that I've partook in it. There's no way I'm letting anybody else get it this year. So
yeah.
Challenge.
Yeah.
The challenge has been thrown down.
And for great cause. But the cool thing also when they were reading off for Ride for 22 when they were on a minute ago and they were reading off the list, it was a lot of locally owned small businesses. I don't know that I heard a box store mentioned.
Oh, by the way. Yeah.
Hey.
You're 100% on.
Here's the bus, and I'm rolling over them, people, yep. Because it's all about small, local, and our friends that we know and our people who take care of our community and who give back and who are just good people.
Well,
we should be putting our money there.
I just want to offer this up too, because you know, if you price beef, yes, I'll be honest with you, is Blueprint cheapest? No, but there's a difference between cost and a price. When you go to the store and you put a hamburger in the pan, and by the end time it ends up cooking, it's just boiling in fat.
Gross.
And you put theirs in a pan, I mean, it is amazing. So it actually ends up being cheaper too, because you actually get more meat than you do fat, and then the quality is out of this world, absolutely out of this world.
So question for you guys, what are all the different ways somebody's can purchase from you? Is it a quarter, is it a half, is it a whole? What's all the options?
And all where? Three of those.
And
all,
where? Okay. How do we get to buy it?
So there are lots of ways. We try and make ourselves very accessible. You can buy a quarter, half, or whole. And
Bob's referring to the marketing manager.
He's making hand gestures at me. Quarter, half, or whole. And then you can have either grass-fed and finished, because some people prefer that, or we do grain finished. I prefer grain finished, but some people, that grass fed is it, that's their way. We have a website, blueprintmeats.com. We're on Facebook. You can always give us a call. We have Venmo, PayPal, credit card, I mean, cash. We just do anything and everything possible to make it easy for our customers to be able to work with that. And we just got approved for EBT, so I'm working through that process to get my machine and things like that. So, and we also have a grass-fed ground beef little niche market that we do. It's 95% lean. And so some people, they can't get into the quarter, half, or whole. So mm-hmm. we've got the grass-fed ground beef that's 95% lean. And none of our meat has hormones, antibiotics, or steroids. And so this is a good way to get some good quality meat.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I just wanted to say, do you ship to other places? Like, say somebody's down here from Eugene or Portland or something today, and they're here in the show. Are you able to ship it to them for a cost, obviously?
We do work with people all around the state. So typically, if we have someone in Bend or in Portland and they want to buy half, if they meet us partway, we don't even charge to meet them partway. We don't charge a delivery charge whatsoever. If they're in Oregon, there's going to be a delivery charge for door-to-door if they would like to do that, and we can calculate that out and we can give that to them. We have an Alaska Air Cargo account, so we can send that out of state. However, they need to be cognizant of whether their Alaska terminal has a freezer or not, or if they need to actually meet that plane.
Right.
Wow, that's exciting, though.
Yeah.
That's super cool.
Got lots going on. We're excited about it.
So well, one of the things, I'm going to brag on Bob J here for a minute because...
Because he talks so much?
Yeah, because he won't stop talking, so
normally.
I need to interrupt him. But two things. There's nobody that can be around you that can not be happy. You just are such a joy, and I just love you to pieces, and I feel like to be around you, you have to be happy. So... You're just a good person, and I just want to say that to you, because I think we should tell people when they make a difference in our life.
Well, thank you.
While they're still here.
I want to back up a little bit on the shipping stuff and, mm-hmm. and dealing with Oregon. We process locally, but we also have processing plant Cinder Butte in Central Oregon, and we just acquired dates from the Butcher Boys in Prineville.
Oh.
So, we can be able to deliver direct to Central Oregon. And it's just about growing the whole thing. We're in the first stages of getting our Fife account, which is being able to barge our beef by barge. So it's been a really good run. The best thing about it is having somebody like Sherry involved in our community and our beef suppliers, all of our local ranchers. It's just been a blessing to be able to give back to the community. We did Wish Upon a Star. We did
NRA.
Mm-hmm.
We did Christmas.
OHA.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
OHA. Ride for 22.
Mm-hmm. And now you have the promotion going on with the news review here.
Right.
Yes, we had our winner recently, and she she was so excited because she was able to give her own cut and wrap instructions.
Oh, so, that's so cool.
Yeah.
You know, and that really is.
It's what a prize.
I mean, that is huge. So
if
it's just you and your wife, you get it packed exactly for you. You know, so it is really not, it's really convenient.
Well, I think we're going to take a quick break here, and we'll be back with just a little bit more. And this is your cue. We'll be back here on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
All right. Welcome back to your cue, sponsored by Premier Insurance. And we are wrapping up our local business buzz here with Blueprint Meats. And Bob Reed and Sherry Kornfed. So thank you so much for being here. I want to make sure that we talked a lot about you have so many different options, how much you can buy, where you can buy, how you can receive it, all this. It seems like you're just really bending over backwards on the customer service side of things, which is super awesome. But I want to make sure that people, again, know how to get a hold of you. And you said by phone or Facebook or whatever, but we didn't give out the phone number.
Okay.
Or your email, or however your preferred method of contact is.
Oh, you can contact us anyway. So you can find us on Facebook at Blueprint Meats. Our website is blueprintmeats.com. Our email is blueprintmeats@gmail.com.
There's a theme here.
There's a theme here. Our phone number is 541-671-5409.
Does that spell out blueprints?
No, it doesn't. I didn't get that one. I tried. Anyway, there's a lot of them. We're on Instagram, but I really don't post on there very much. You could find us on there, but it might take me a few days to find
that's all right. Message. We're not big Instagram fans.
And the show is downloadable on the KQEN News Radio website. And so if people missed the phone number, you just download the show and
we'll
scroll
post
ahead,
it on our Facebook page.
And we post it on ours, so you'll be able to find it, and we'll send it to you guys, too. So, anyway, feel free. Get some. I mean, Alan's actually had it and bought it,
yep.
Paid darn good money for it because
yep.
It was a charity event.
And it was worth every penny.
And so, just a reminder, it is available tomorrow night at the Ride for 22 event. There's a quarter of grain-finished beef. It's been grained over 90 days. No hormones, antibiotics, or steroids that will be on the live auction tomorrow at Backside.
Now that's I see so why exciting. She's a marketing person.
Yeah.
You know? But, you know, it has really been fun to me. I've known both these folks for a long time, but it's really fun to me to watch their business and watch their business grow. It just, mm-hmm. again, it goes back to that Douglas County spirit. You know, you put out a good product, you treat people right, go above and beyond, which they definitely do.
Absolutely.
And you'll see success, you know, and it's really neat to see our local businesses just, you know, go toe to toe with the big boys and wipe them off the parking lot, you know.
Yeah. Taking out the box.
And I just want to say, without Bob, this business would have never existed. He has been in the cattle business so long, and he's made so many contacts, and he knows so many people, and he's learned so much, and he's so knowledgeable about it. That the backbone is absolutely Bob.
Yep. Well, one thing I wanted to say is, Bob, when you mentioned earlier that you started out bucking hay, and I mean, to me, I'm like, I wonder how many young kids hear this show and are like, there's a path for me. There's a path for me. I'm in ranching. I love agriculture. I love, you know, animals. We've had Jeff Monerich's kid on the show before, Jack.
Yep.
He's already starting a herd. I mean, I love seeing the youth keep this going. It's so important. It's so important.
Absolutely. Well, you know, it really does show you. I mean, where can a young person go out and buy a ranch? Now, it shows you that there's other avenues to do what you're passionate about, you know, partnering with people who do have property or whatever, and see you know, through mm-hmm. hard work and some ingenuity, boom, you could be the next blueprint, or whether you're, you know, hey, we need the hogs, and you know, we need some good pork producer out there now. So
we've had a couple on our website, but we do we don't raise them ourselves. We do need a provider.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, I think it's amazing, and I mean, look where it started. So mm-hmm. Kudos to you guys.
Yeah.
And you're just fabulous people. So I just wish you all the best, even though you're kind of already there.
Yeah.
You're already kind of thriving. And
who'd have thunk that, you know, I was with fire crew on with Bob over the summer. And who'd have thunk that, that guy would turn out to be the cattle baron of Douglas County, you know?
No, we're not the cattle baron.
No.
The beef baron.
We use a lot of suppliers, local suppliers. And Dawson Ranch, I just got to give a big shout out to Dan Dawson. He's given us some great grass beef. Again, Kennelly Ranches, Smith Ranches in Rice Creek, the Smith Brothers, Dave and Doc Hindy, we've gotten his beef. It's just Kurt, just all kinds of different people. Ron Cunningham out of Metz Hill. It's just a lot of local people that when they don't have a market, we can take that beef that didn't make the truck to go to the feedlot, and they're too heavy, so we can take that. Roger O'Connor, done a lot of work with Roger, getting our drain and our creep feed and our fertilizers and our protein, liquid proteins.
Well, you know, and that, there's a common theme. Local folks coming together to take care of local folks.
Absolutely. Well, thank you guys for being on today. I have a couple housekeeping things I need to do before we sign off for the rest of the day. Quickly, yes. So every week, go out to Umpqua Survival. Put your name in the drawing for have your name called on the show. This week, it's Sandy Murray. Congratulations. You won a $25 gift certificate to Umpqua Survival. And a big shout out to one of our other small, locally owned and operated businesses. Valley Opticians is celebrating 50 years in business today. So huge shout out to Todd and Allison and the crew over there at Valley Opticians. Great people. And we love seeing these local community members thriving for many, many years. So anyway, everybody, thank you for listening today. Hope to see you out buying some Blueprint meats at the Ride for 22 auction tomorrow. And until next week, everybody, let's just keep it kind, Douglas County. All right. Thank you for a great show. Thanks, Bob J. Thanks, Sherry, for being on. And
thank you for having
us. Thank you all.
Absolutely. So we will be back next week with more on Your Cue, sponsored by Premier Insurance and
Crystal Creek Meats.
Bye for now. We'll see you next week.